From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Zahran Al-Yulush, head of one of Syria's most powerful rebel groups, has been killed in an airstrike east of Damascus. It is seen as a significant blow to the armed opposition bolstering President Bashar al-Assad ahead of the new peace talks scheduled for early next year. Unconfirmed initial reports suggested the airstrike that killed Al-Yulush was carried out by Russian planes. Just days after launching a major assault on Ramadi, Iraqi forces think they're close to recapturing a city from the Islamic State. Government troops have consolidated their positions, fighting their way deep into the IS stronghold, a final push for Ramadi. One member of the Iraqi counterterrorism team units thinks Ramadi will be liberated from the militants very soon.
Only a small distance separates them from us. We are watching them coming out. We have killed many of them, and our snipers have taken positions on the roofs of the houses of Ramadi.
Ramadi, a mainly Sunni city just 2 hours by car from Baghdad, was captured by the Islamic State in May. It was a major setback for the Iraqi government, which has watched the militant group sweep through huge parts of Iraq since 2014 and later Syria as well. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has dissolved the country's 10 states and established 28 new ones in their place, a move critics say undermines the power-sharing deal signed in August after a two-year civil war. Rebel leadership has yet to respond to the president's action. President Kiir and rebel chief Riek Machar have repeatedly accused each other of breaking the peace deals. This is VOA News. Authorities in Central African Republic have postponed national elections by 3 days to December 30th. Katarina Hoya has more from the capital, Bangui.
5 days ahead of elections to choose a new president and parliament, voter cards had just arrived in the Bangui neighborhood of Boeing, next to the airport in Central African Republic's capital. Electoral workers are busy sorting the cards. We're trying to put them in alphabetical order. It takes longer because many of the workers and voters can't read and write. On Thursday, authorities delayed elections by 3 days until December 30th, saying preparations for the voting were taking longer than expected, especially the training of poll workers. Ballots only arrived in the capital on Wednesday, too late for the UN peacekeeping mission, known as MINUSCA, to deliver the material to the provinces. Already long delayed, Central Africans and international organizations hope the elections will turn a page in the three-year-long conflict that erupted after rebels ousted President François Bozizé in 2013. Katrina Hoye, VOA News, Bangui.
A suspected suicide bomber set off his explosives during Friday prayers at a mosque in northern Bangladesh, killing himself and leaving about a dozen people wounded. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack at the mosque, which is run by the minority Ahmadiyya Muslim community in the town of Baghmara. A spokesman for the Muslim group says an accomplice of the bomber managed to escape in the chaos. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a brief stopover in Pakistan and held talks with his counterpart Nawaz Sharif. Improved relations between India and Pakistan are a prime demand of the international community, which fears a possible war between the two nuclear-armed rivals. But Mr. Modi is appealing to Pakistan to help against terrorism in the region. He made a similar pitch to Afghan leaders before arriving in Pakistan.
We know that Afghan success will require the cooperation and support of each of its neighbors. And all of us in the region, India, Pakistan, Iran, and others, must unite in trust and cooperation behind this common purpose and in recognition of our common destiny.
It is widely perceived that Pakistan and India are engaged in a proxy war on Afghan soil in their bid to influence developments in Afghanistan. Islamabad dismisses that impression, and Mr. Modi on Friday also tried to allay those fears. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.